Sammy, our cat, loves chasing shadows with all her heart. Sammy, our cat, loves chasing shadows with all her heart. She sits there on the carpet, and she watches Rex. And Rex moves his tail, and when he moves his tail, he makes a shadow. And Sammy runs after that shadow and tries to figure out what that is. That's a fun thing to chase. It disappears. It's invisible. It's an appearance. And then it's not there. And then it's there. And then it's not there. And she wonders what that is. And she knows that it's something to play with. Nothing serious, nothing terrible, nothing exciting, but just something to play with. And she loves to play with it. Just what is a shadow that Sammy loves to play with? Have you ever taken your fingers and put them and made shadows on the wall of goblins and things and people and birds and what have you? Have you ever used shadows as a joy? Put them behind a white screen and then have light shining out behind it, and then you make a shadow, and you have a couple people, each with their own hands, sometimes with two hands, coming up and making shadow talks. It's a fun thing to play with shadows because they make illusions of things that might be. Illusions of what appears to be a dog or a cat or a bird or a person. Have you ever looked at clouds? And as you look at these clouds, the cloud looks like a little baby, or a cloud looks like a dog, or a cloud looks like a sheep, or a cloud looks like a man. And sometimes it's so very real. Then too, have you ever walked through the hills and seen the stones and the rocks, the big rocky hills? And in those rocky hills you saw a pyramid, or you saw a camel and the humps on the camel's back, or you saw all sorts of things. Our life is filled with shadow images, with things that we think are real, and we know they're not. But they look very real. And if we just for a minute allow our attention to go to them and think that they're something that are real, then we think they're real, and we respond to them like they're real. And though they're just an image, though they're just a shadow, so to speak, reflection of when Rex's tail is bobbing along, and then it makes a shadow, and Sammy thinks that's such fun to play with. And he jumps at it, and he whirls at it, and he curls around it. He knows it's a shadow. He knows it's something just to play with. He knows it's something just to enjoy himself with for a moment. We, when we look at the clouds, or we look at images, illusions, we know they're just to play with. Now, let's take a look at our life. Can we look at our life and get a lot of fun playing with it, and knowing that it's just an illusion? That one minute it changes to the other, that it's never something stable, it's never the reality. What is the reality of the image behind the cloud? It's just whatever is in our thought. What is the reality that Sammy is chasing in the shadow of Rex's tail, as his tail moves back and forth in the shadow, jumps up and down, and Sammy looks after it and says, "Gee, that's exciting." What is that all about? Our life is an illusion just like that. We see so many things in our life that we think are real, and they're not real. We think of so many things in our life that we think are very important for us to pay attention to. And then, when we're not paying attention to it, it goes away, and it's as though it never was there. Ellen made scrambled eggs this morning for breakfast, and as she made these scrambled eggs, she made them with such loving, gentle care. She says, when she first came to England to learn the English language from Germany, she was trying to learn it well. And the home in which she lived, with the family in which she lived, were beautiful people. And they taught her a very English brand of English, but it was good. But one thing that the lady did, who left a great impression on Ellen's mind, was that she scrambled eggs. And she scrambled them with such love, with such care, with such genius, that Ellen sees herself doing that every time she scrambles eggs. She remembers that woman. She says, she was such a wonderful woman. She was a memory that I will always remember lovingly in my heart, something that's very beautiful. What memories do you have in your heart? Sammy has the memory of chasing the shadows that Rex's tail does when Rex and I are ready to leave to go down to the Hermitage. What does Sammy do? Sammy comes to the door and jumps after Rex's tail. Not really after the tail, but after the shadow, and has such a good time. And then Sammy sits there and watches us go and waves at us and says, "That was fun. Come, let's do that again." You and I are doing that constantly in our life. We're chasing after shadows. We're having fun. We're having memories of how we made scrambled eggs when we were young people. People who had an impact on our life. People who left great attitudes for us to think about. And they're all illusions. They're all gone now. Those people may have long gone away too, as they were older people at that time already. And now, as we think about them, they're off into some other dimension of expression, doing beautiful things, wonderful things. But the memory of the shadow that we chased, of the illusion that they gave us, the illusion of beautifully fried, not fried, but beautifully scrambled eggs, and how to make them so that they're just so perfectly soft, yet so wonderfully tasting. We can all learn by watching our cat chasing shadows, or by us looking at the illusions of life and wondering, what is all these illusions all about? What's going on there? And what we find out is that all of life is an illusion. All of life is a shadow bouncing around that we're chasing after. All of life is a cloud that looks like a human being or a bird or a mountain or a camel. All these things are illusions. All of life is an illusion. We one day will wake up to the fact that when we stop chasing those illusions and start quietly listening within ourselves, listening to the magic within ourselves, the genius within ourselves, to who we really are, then we'll find that life has real meaning, that all the illusions, good, bad, and indifferent, that pass through our life experience are as nothing compared to the reality within ourselves. And the more time that we can spend listening within ourselves, the more time we can be aware of just who and what we are. Ellen is always amused as she watches Sammy lay on the chair. And Sammy cuddles up. And Sammy says, "Oh, this is so good." And he stretches out. His paws, as long as the chair will go to either direction. And he thinks that's just the most wonderful thing in the world. And as he thinks that's the most wonderful thing in the world, he just sighs in contentment, because then he drops off into his inner dwelling place, into his spiritual reality, and into his divinity. And then he is at peace. We too can do that. Drop off into our inner spirituality, our inner divinity, and we can be at peace if we want to. And when we are at peace, what happens to us? When we are at peace, we're no longer chasing shadows. We're no longer looking for something that is no longer there. We're no longer remembering the past, but we're living in the divine purity, the bliss of our divinity right now. And as we listen to that divinity of our bliss right now, we have it. Sammy perhaps has it more than we do, because Sammy lets very few things disturb him as he goes through life. You and I can let those shadows pass and no longer disturb us as we go through life, because we are the masters, and all of life is an illusion, all of life. All that we think is real is illusion. All that we think is real is but a shadow. And we can chase those shadows and look at those shadows and wonder about those shadows. But the day that we wake up to realize that only as we listen to the divine within, to the bliss within, do we know our reality. And do we know who and what we always are, always will be, and delight in that. Let your shadow lead you to your bliss within, as you let go of the outer and claim the truth of who you are. And know that while you're doing this, unconditionally, I love you. I love you. I love you.